Penguin Random House Audio presents Coffeeland, One Man's Dark Empire and the Making of Our Favorite Drug by Augustine Sedgwick. Read for you by Jason Culp. You get up in the morning and go to the bathroom and reach over for the sponge, and that's handed to you by a Pacific Islander. You reach for a bar of soap, and that's given to you at the hands of a Frenchman. And then you go into the kitchen to drink your coffee for the morning, and that's poured into your cup by a South American. And maybe you want tea, that's poured into your cup by a Chinese. Or maybe you're desirous of having cocoa for breakfast, and that's poured into your cup by a West African. And then you reach over for your toast, and that's given to you at the hands of an English-speaking farmer, not to mention the baker. And before you finish eating breakfast in the morning, you've depended on more than half the world. Martin Luther King, Jr. Prologue. 100 Years of Coffee. Many years later, Jaime Hill would think back to the afternoon of his kidnapping and blame his father. It was late in the day on October 31st, 1979, and Jaime had just settled at his desk to write to his daughter, Alexandra. At that time, Halloween was still a new holiday in El Salvador, arriving with the surge of diplomatic families who moved in after Castro's 1959 revolution in Cuba. Trick-or-treating had caught on quickly in the upscale neighborhoods of the capital, San Salvador, where the 42-year-old businessman